The miner's leader is serving a 2-year sentence in Dorchester Penitentiary convicted of seditious libel. But what had he done? In a circular letter, he stated that the provincial police had brutally ridden down men, women, and children on a Sunday night when most of them were coming home from church. The charge of publishing a false tale was withdrawn. The tale was all too true. McLaughlin's letter is substantially corroborated by statutory declaration and by the evidence given before the Royal Commission. But in the case of seditious libel, as the Attorney General pointed out, the truer the statement, the worse the libel. So J.B. McLaughlin is behind bars because he dared to criticize the brutality of the provincial police of Nova Scotia.